Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA, checking back in with Indianola Wrestling with head coach Clint Manny. Indians off to a fantastic start, coach, and I think this is what you expected with this group coming back, that there wouldn't be much of an adjustment period for at least the guys at the upper weights and middle weights, if not some of the younger weights that have a lot of experience and got to learn behind some of the really best wrestlers in the area.
Yeah, for sure. And I think those guys are showing it. It's obviously no surprise to us as our coaches and within our program. But to be able to showcase that to the fans and a good crowd last night, DCG always travels well, so it was nice to have a good full-packed gym for our Matt Tribe night and just overall all-around good night last night.
Well, I want to talk about the conference duels, and I'd have to go back and do a little bit of research, but I don't think Indianola's lost a conference duel in at least a couple of years and has been conference champions. And you go out and have a performance like that against DCG, which is a very good wrestling school and a very good tradition. And like you mentioned, they travel well. How much importance is that to have that early, get that win, and kind of give the guys some momentum heading into the holidays?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of mentioned that to our guys, you know, just briefly in practice Monday. You know, DCG is one that we always get up for, and I know it's one they get up for as well. There's a nice competitive rivalry between our coaching staffs, which is fun to be a part of. But DCG, they're always the ones pushing for the conference title with us, and I think we sent a pretty good statement last night about, you know, which team is the most balanced at this point in the season. But it's early, like you said. There's a lot of room to improve at all levels for us, top, bottom, neutral, lightweights all the way to the upper weights. So yeah, a great sign of where we're at right now. But the road only gets tougher as we move through our schedule, for sure.
I know I'm taking a look at guys like Matt Crossan, who, you know, grew up a little bit in the off season and is now wrestling at 138. Talk about some of those weight changes for those younger guys, because that has to be a bit of a change. I mean, that's not wrestling at, you know, 106 or whatever it ended up being, 113, I think, last year. And There's a lot of change in those 20 pounds, even though it doesn't feel like a ton of numbers there. But there's a different change in wrestling.
Oh, for sure. You go from, you know, normally those lightweights are the underclassmen, freshman, sophomore. You get the occasional upperclassmen at those weights, but just wrestling physically mature and more mentally mature opponents every single out makes it obviously a more difficult. I would say Mac is kind of an anomaly where he doesn't he adjusts pretty well to that. You know, he's so fluent in every position. He's so much stronger than he was last year. But the biggest difference for a kid like him is the mental maturity with another year of growing up and becoming a young man instead of a boy. And you see that across our lineup, and we're fortunate to have leaders like a Carson Slora and a Jake Pontier who went through those growing pains, to be, you know, kind of the voice for our program to help those guys make those adjustments. But I'll tell you, through the middle of our lineup, there's not a whole lot of adjustments that need made because those kids are just so dang good at wrestling. They make it look pretty easy, and they're doing things that certainly are not easy, but they a lot of times make it look that way.
I think usually the mark of a good program is when upperclassmen who have to wait their turn to get to the varsity level stick with it. I think when you're not wrestling varsity as a sophomore or junior, it could be easy to get discouraged and know that you're probably not going to have a lot of opportunities, and then you stick with it in your senior year, you get to wrestle varsity. To me, that always marks that the culture is good. Is that how you see it as well?
Yes, for sure. And I'll be the first to admit, we had some guys that didn't stick with it this year, and it's frustrating. And honestly, not to make a negative spin on your question, but it's kind of the way of the world these days, where a lot of kids are looking at what can you do for me now, and aren't willing to put in the extra time and stick with it. And those are a few cases, and there's lots of reasons why kids decide, you know, to give it up or not stick with the program. But again, the ones that do are the ones that get rewarded. And I'm not talking with wins or losses. I'm talking down the road when they give back to the sport of wrestling, or down the road when they face challenges in their everyday life. But that, yeah, that is definitely the culture we try to every year in and out. We try to get people to buy into the process over the result. And again, that's getting more and more difficult each year, it seems like. But again, the ones that do stick with it, boy, it's so rewarding as a coach to be a part of their successes on and off the mat.
As this airs on Saturday, you'll be at Johnston for a very talented tournament that is really kind of a state meet preview almost with, I know it's very early on to be thinking about that, but just the amount of teams and the amount of good teams that will be there. And then, of course, the Battle of Waterloo, which Indianola won last year and has been just really fun to follow over the last couple of years. And these two kind of big stepping stones to kind of see where your momentum is at heading into 2025.
Yeah, you're exactly right there, Andrew. It's going to be a test this weekend at every single weight. I don't know for a fact, but I don't think we'll have a single kid seated one in their bracket. We might have maybe one. But even, we talked about Matt Crossan earlier. He's ranked third in the state, and he'll be the three seed as I see it right now. The two that are ranked above him are both there this weekend. I'm fairly confident by the end of the week they're going to have to make some adjustments to those rankings, because the way he's wrestling right now with the confidence he's got. But yeah, then we get a quick turnaround and head right back to the Battle of Waterloo up in Water and in the Young Arena next weekend. And we come in there doing something we've never done before last year and winning that thing. But again, it's a between 1A, 2A, and 3A, the best teams in the state are up there, and it's always a good test. And looking forward again to see, just where we're at, but more importantly, see what improvements we need to be making and what adjustments we need to make over the Christmas break period. And from a coaching standpoint, it's good to fail at this point in the season. It's nice to see where we're at and where we're deficient and what adjustments we need to make as a group and individually.
Last question before we let you go here, Coach, is next time we talk is going to be in 2025, checking back in, probably after some more Little Hawkeye Conference duels. I know that's always the goal, is to go out and win the conference. And then how do you kind of want to go about that this year? Because there are some talented teams, and the guys are going to be tested on those weekend tournaments, it feels like every single week.
I mean, that's definitely something we strive to do every year. It's kind of the expectation of our program. Again, it's week in and week out. It's wrestling in the state of Iowa, especially at the 3A level. There's good competition top to bottom, again, at every single weight. But again, rather than focusing on those results, we focus on the process of what the kids are going through, making sure their weights are in check, make sure their mental stability is in a good position, make sure they're physically fit, make sure they're lifting, staying strong, their nutrition's balanced. There's just a lot that goes into it to make sure you're wrestling your best the second half. Now, obviously, we want early season success, but ultimately, we're building for those February matches that are going to be decided by 1 or 2 points, not the ones that we can go out and win dominantly. We're trying to train to beat the best in the state, and that's a tough task. But again, ultimately, our goal is to make sure our kids are wrestling their best when it matters the most.
Thank you very much again, Head Coach Clint Manny, Indianola Boys Wrestling. We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.